Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.
It's time for another conversation. Welcome to Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, and this time around, we're going to be talking about how one can repair relationships at work in order to thrive. Now, a lot of us, even though it is, some of us are, you know, working with the stay at home option, we still spend a considerable amount of time at work and with people. So I know for a lot of us, this topic is quite important. I'm going to be doing that with Lynn Whitbeck from Petite to Queen and Future Forward Sales. Welcome, Lynn.
Hey, Noreen. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. So before we get into what we're going to be talking about, tell me a little bit, what is this whole Petite to Queen and Future Forward Sales?
Well, that's a great question. So Petite to Queen is our parent company, and we help the world by providing women with programs and tools for leadership and sales to achieve more faster. I am a really passionate believer that all women should have sales training because sales training is leadership training, whether you work a day in sales or not. And then Future Forward Sales is our vehicle. That's where people can purchase our programs. We offer sales training, and we also do a lot of small business sales strategic development. So really putting them... putting their whole plan in place so that they can execute on it.
Okay. And is it that you target a specific age group or you know, just about anybody who's interested can get in touch with you and this can happen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, whether you're 18 or 80, it's all good.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right. Good stuff. So with that as a background, how can one, you know, or relationships at work, you know, we can thrive? Because there are a lot of people sometimes who think that I come to work, that's it. I'm working. I really don't need to pay attention to people, only unless it is that I have direct contact with them. So talk to me about this. How can we have our relationships at work, you know, thriving?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously it is that culture and environment within the workplace that, you know, the leadership, you know, sets the tone. And it is, whether you're working on site, working on an operations or production floor or working, you know, remotely. And so one of the things that's really important as an individual to recognize is that when you come to, whether it's an in-person, a virtual meeting, or an email, that you're really putting your best self forward. And so you're going to come at it where you're going to take that extra 2 minutes to double check, is my communication clear? You know, have I really led with facts and figures so that it's easy to grasp? Have I taken into account the other person who I'm talking to and what's their why? You know, if you're talking to someone in finance, they're going to be looking for different information, you know, than somebody in operations. So have you framed it in that way? So really there's a lot of things that go on, but it's all about building this rapport within, you know, the team, with your peers, with your boss. It's about flexing your style to better fit with other people. It's about adapting so that, once again, you're adapting to what's going on. If you're talking to someone in IT, that conversation is so different from somebody who's in operations, right? So it's really important to keep that in mind. And then also, what's your goal? Your goal is to have a mutually beneficial outcome, you know, for either both of your roles, your departments, for the company. You're looking for that win-win. And then, of course, there's also this convergence of timing, opportunity, and motivation. These are all things to consider. If you're interrupting someone, and it could be that it's something that's urgent, but you can tell that they're in the middle of something, you know, cut to the chase. I've got something that's pretty urgent. When will you be able to cut in and take the time to go over this? And if you've set the tone all the way through that they know that you're not crying wolf, that when you tell them, I've got a crisis, I've got a situation here, they're going to either say, you know what, I can interrupt what I'm doing, or give me 5 minutes to finish what I'm working on, and I'll be right back to you. And so being respectful of one another, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that is an important. And also when you come at it, give them those top three bullet points of why you need to talk to them, mm-hmm. A, B, and C. Cut to the chase. They can then say, yeah, this is important. We need to carve out more than 5 minutes. I need an hour. We'll talk then. You know, so then you have that information. And then you also want to, you know, sort of pick your spot. You know, the same thing, if you are on site and, you know, you catch your boss as he's trying to get out, or she's trying to get out the door to go to the dentist. Mm-hmm, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Go to their daughter's softball game, whatever it is. You want to once again say, can we carve out time tomorrow or the next day? And once again, one, two, three, let me walk with you. These are the three things that we need to discuss. So it's like cut to the chase. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times right then they can look at their schedule and you walk and talk and say, let's do it here. And you say, I'll take that on. I'll send you an invite so we can get it on the schedule.
Right.
And so once again, you come to it with your full self. You sort of take things on by doing the heavy lifting. You take things on by thinking things through and self-helping. So what I mean by self-help, if you can find the answer quickly and easily, you do that yourself. And then if you want to confirm it, you can at least send it to them and say, you know, based on our conversation, this is what I believe that you asked for. I just want to confirm that I'm on the right path. And so then all they have to do is say yes, right? I mean, it's so simple for their response. Or they can say, well, kind of, but I actually want, you know. And so that communication, that clarity of communication, the being concise, and that does not mean that you're not friendly, you know. You also want to look at how your words are phrased. I mean, words have power. And so taking that extra 2 minutes after you've written an email and then taking a step back and making sure that it's coming across in a professional and yet friendly and inviting way, all of those things, this really helps your overall relationship at work, because it's so easy to plant a bitter seed that you're not aware of.
And
when something like you start to sense that something's going on in the relationship, you know, you can trust your gut, you can trust those feelings, set aside time to have a conversation with them, you know, and say, I just feel, and this could be me, but I feel that there's some unresolved conflict, and I want to talk about it so that I can address, you know, what I need to do so that we can work really successfully together.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to become an effective communicator? Let Noreen Daly, the communication specialist, get you there. Services include communications consultancy, one-on-one coaching, public speaking and debate training, leadership and team building sessions, plus much more. Visit NoreenDaly.com for more info. Noreen Daly, redefining the way you communicate.
So I want to backtrack a bit, and you've somewhat answered it, but you said, you know, one of the first things you started out saying that to know what is their why. Depending on the environment, the work environment, there are a lot of people listening who will say, but I don't have the time to do that when we have deadlines approaching, when we have, you know, to be juggling so many different pieces to get, you know, put the puzzle together. What is your response to that?
You have time to do it a second time? You know?
Okay.
So come on, guys. Okay. The thing is that when you take that extra minute, to 2 minutes, to 5 minutes, or whatever that is, and you put it into some of the planning and asking the right questions, you're going to save yourself a whole ton of heartache and rework.
True.
When you, and also your boss is going to respect that, and your peers, that you are not wasting your time. You're doing it ultimately so that you will save their time and your time, because you're going to be more effective and more efficient.
True.
So when we say that we make the time. We make our time, and when we start by making sure that we've got the information that we need, we do some planning and preparation, everything else goes so much faster.
And it's
flawlessly. I mean, or if there's a little bump in the road, it's really easy to pivot and refine.
All right. There are two other things I wanted to backtrack a bit. This whole idea of timing, opportunity, and motivation. Talk about that a little bit more for me.
Yeah. So, you know, timing is the type of thing that, A, don't hold yourself back because you're afraid to either interrupt someone or get in front of something. The sooner that you can get in front of something, the better off you are. So if you're aware that something's gone sideways and that you don't have any answers about how to fix it, it's still letting someone know, whether it's an internal or external, that something's off track, that you're aware of it, and you've got the team working on it. But you want them to be in the know. It's not to alarm them, but you're going to be getting back to them at, you know, either at the end of the day, at the beginning of the morning, and you're going to, but you want them to be aware. Now, one of the things that you do that for is, once again, it's that then people don't hear about it and then they react.
True.
Instead, they know that you're openly, transparently communicating. And then you tell them when you're going to get back to them. And you do what you say you do, even if you have to get back to them and say, well, this is what we've looked at so far. We still don't have an answer, but we're narrowing down the parameters. So I'm going to give you another update tomorrow at 2 p.m., whatever it is. But that you always do what you say you're going to do, even if you still don't have an answer. So, I mean, like, this is if something's gone sideways. But even just a progress of a project.
Yes.
You know, ticking in to say everything's going smoothly, everything's on track. That's all you need to know. I don't need a response, right? But then they just sort of see that 1 minute read, and they go, "Cool. I don't have to think about this. I don't have to follow up on it. That person helped me because now I just don't have to think about it."
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor. So, the whole idea of a branding strategy sounded so exotic and so fancy to me. But after having several conversations with Neon, I now have a clearer understanding. I am sure of what my identity is, what it is that I want people to see Noreen Daly as. Thanks, Neon. Thanks, Splint. Visit them at wearesplint.com. All right, so You utilized the term earlier that I'm not too familiar with, and I want you to explain it a little bit. You said, come with your full self.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so when you have... Well, we all have our passions and, our desire to really do a good... Almost everyone has a desire to do a good job.
Okay.
A desire to, to have that human interaction. And so when you come with your full self, it really does mean that you're seeing the other person as another human being, dignity.
Okay.
You respect them and yourself, and you're going to come at that, whether they're your boss or, the head of the company, you still have equal stature, but you're going to come with that, but respecting, the different roles you play, of course. But you come at that with also wanting to share your enthusiasm and your ideas. So it really is, I think another way that a lot of people will talk about it is your authentic self, right?
Okay.
And, who you are.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, you've said a lot, and as we're wrapping up, if it is that somebody listened to all of what you said and they're still somewhat a bit skeptical, what is the one idea you'd want to say, hey, if you missed everything, this is what I'm trying to tell you today?
If there's one thing, see the other person as another human being and treat them with dignity and respect. If you do nothing else, that is going to take you so far. Treat people with kindness and compassion and understanding. And you know what? We would live in such a better world. And the same thing, your workplace will be so much better when you do that one thing.
Thank you so much for sharing, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome.
This was Make It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together.